Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Kristen Bell, owner of the Dough Trader Pizza Company out of Spearfish, South Dakota. In addition to Bell, we also talk with manager Robin Nakajima.
It's pretty key to our product.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's quite a process.
It is.
We always have to, we feed it every day and like save some of it each day to feed for the next day and keep it going. And it changes all the time. We had like close to a near-death experience with the starter over the summer and it came back even stronger. So then it changed the dough a little bit. So.
Now, sourdough is supposed to be healthier than regular bread. Is that right?
I would say so, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, we eat pizza twice a day, 6 days a week.
Yeah.
And it's like power food.
Do you get into the gluten-free craze?
I actually think, and, you know, I'm biased, of course.
True.
But prior to World War II, all bread was sourdough. That was how you kept your yeast alive. That's what you did.
Well, you know exactly where I'm going with this question.
Yeah, yep, you do.
So, I mean, so you don't consider sourdough to be part of the gluten?
We use a lot of gluten. We actually seek out a high gluten flour for our product just because it lends itself to quality in terms of stretching. But the sourdough, the actual live active culture, breaks down the complex carbohydrates in there before they get to you. So it's really easy to digest. It won't turn into a gut bomb like most white bread products will.
Wonder Bread.
Yeah.
Really?
Wonder Bread is for plumbing.
Isn't that true though? Most of the pizza is like white Wonder Bread crust?
It is, because most people are using a dry yeast.
Right.
Because it's more consistent. You don't have to...
Fleischmann's yeast.
Exactly. But when Robin was talking about the starter going through a near-death experience, that was kind of a big deal for us because this same starter has been propagated and passed down since the 1880s. So it's...
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. No, it's a very, very old, very well-developed
So yeast. We did sourdough in my house. Actually, it was inspired by your pizza, I do believe.
I do believe that.
I don't want to give credit where credit isn't due, but I do believe you get the credit on this.
We'll take it anyway.
we bought some sourdough from Alaska.
Awesome.
And we used it for probably a good year and a half, and then it died because of neglect. Oh, or neglect. And I wondered how long did I kill it? I mean, was it 1890 or was it 1920? Yours is 1880. Do you market that? Do you put that in your menu? I didn't see it when I was there before, but
it's on our menu.
Yeah.
It is, okay.
Yeah, at the very top.
We make a note of it, but most people, not understanding yeast and how it works, they think, oh my gosh, your dough is 130 years old, that's weird. No, not the dough, but...
Right.
So, we put it on there, but it's just kind of a side note.
Kind of a what?
Sort of a side note.
Side note,
you know,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mostly we let our customers figure out, hey, this pizza tastes good, I feel good when I eat it, I keep coming back for more, what's the deal? And then we can educate them about sourdough, and it's awesome.
So then you've got a thin crust, and a thinner crust, I should say, compared to like a deep dish or something. And then is it a wood fire? Is it just a regular pizza oven? I can't recall. I know you have an open kitchen where you can actually watch the people cook, which I enjoyed. But talk about the cooking part of it. Is there any special?
A lot of love. The ovens are...
And I've tasted it.
Yes. The ovens are gas, and then there's a stone inside. So they're at about 650, usually. Sometimes they get a little hotter, and then if we cook in them a lot, they get a little cooler, but about there.
As hot as we can get them,
yeah.
I say.
You cook 650 degrees?
Yep. And we have three of them in there, so the cooks can get going pretty quick sometimes.
I would call your place a gourmet pizza shop, and I don't mean that to be insulting because...
Oh, no, thank you. We'll take it as a compliment.
Oh, you will? Okay, because I'm not trying to have you guys be like... gluten or anything because I understand what you guys are trying to do. I mean, you believe in a product and you're just trying to get behind it the best you can. But when I went in there, the ambiance was very nice. It was dimly lit. The staff, right?
It's because we don't want you to see the building. we're operating out of what used to be. It was my father had his first job there. It was my grandfather's Tasty Freeze, like back in the 50s. So it's been through a lot.
To listen to the full-length interview with Kristen Bell or Robin Nakajima with the Dough Trader Pizza Company out of Spearfish, South Dakota, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Be sure to check out our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/thecrudelife. Follow us on facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard right here on the Crude Life Media Network.
Spending time on the prairie, you know. Yeah, I'm a grizzly bear, craving that mountain air. Hey, mockingbird, mockingbird. Hey, mockingbird, mockingbird.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. Find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Quick, Jack, gonna jump over the candlestick. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Front porch sand, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.